Okay, ready?
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srilling?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of the last meeting, March 15th.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes of our last meeting? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilling?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $23,553.92. Economic Development, $421.73. Police, $19,755.61. Fire, $13,216.18. Street, $6,285.44. Park, $626.57. Public Health and Safety, $1,266.28. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $525. Garbage Disposal, $46.34. Cemetery, $1,891.48. Water Operations, $21,807.31. Sewer Operations, $6,909.92. Water Deposits, $150. Clinton Sanitary District, $47,021.30. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $1,520. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $35.45. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $382,411.05.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilling?
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communications. We'll give anybody online if they want to address the council. We'll take a few minutes and see if somebody wants to come online. Okay, we'll continue with our meeting. Move down to streets.
He wants to know if you mean comments on anything.
Yes.
If it's not out of order, I'd like to speak a little bit about the Webster Center Street intersection.
Yes, sir.
save a lot, and Mach 1, and the city, and the county. And unfortunately, the two that I've helped out are doing very well. The other ones, the Decline Life Services, still have some inaccessibilities and some non-compliance, according to ADA and lots of other. There are lots of other codes, as you would call them, guiding documents. So if there was more information available to the city of Clinton, I think they might have avoided this. And this situation, they unfortunately got someone at the state or some level wasn't very informed on it, and the sticking point was, if there is part of a project that the cost rises above 20% of the total, then they can safely make some alternate plan to address that. They don't have to make those expenses, make those changes, because they are called undue financial burden. And unfortunately, it wouldn't have, even with what they're doing now. As I understand the amounts, it's still, 19%. And of course, it would have been cheaper to accomplish while the workers were here. So I'd just like to say that, again, I'd be glad to point Steve or Tim or whoever would like to the resources that are available out there. I would, again, offer my services to those who want them. A person, an entity wouldn't have to hire an entire person. They would, there's training opportunities out there for people who are already working for the city. And again, if they wanted me to do that, if you wanted to work that, something like that, I'd certainly be willing to do that. That's about all I've got.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. We'll move down to reports from Streets and Public Improvements.
Just a couple things. Brush pickup, we'll be picking up on the 19th. We will be going back to the limits on the loads. It's a pickup size load, and ask everybody to put their leaves and brush what they can in the biodegradable bags that we'll be picking up. And also, Tim and I got with the engineers last week and got to work out and walked Kirkwood West, and looks like we're going to get to be able to replace the slabs out there and really improve that road. So moving forward on that, engineers. So that's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Public property.
Okay, I don't have a whole lot. Down a little bit lower, you're going to see where we're going to put some the new water rates on file. Last year, we, you know, Clinton, because of COVID and the way that we had to take and do things, we kind of let it go, but we try to take and upgrade them every year. Mm-hmm. That way we don't get a great big large increase. Clint had came, we talked it over, and came to consensus that you have the sheet in front of you. There was just some changes. Usually we try to go 3%, and it just goes across the board on water only. We don't have anything to do with sewer or the sanitary district, but it's just water. But in this one, we'd been leaving the staggered steps alone for the last few years and not bothering them on what the larger users use. And it's just with the cost of everything going up, is like everything else, we have to adjust those too. So that's what you're going to see in this raise. We're looking at the steps up and just the amount on the first step of the water rates. So, and it's still not a large increase. We still kept it down. We tried to keep ourselves as low as we had to, just to meet our bills and what we have. So that's on file, and I figured I better explain a little bit while I had a chance. So, and that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Health and safety.
All I've got is you remember here maybe last year we passed an ordinance to where the fire department could bill back to out of district you know, accidents, fires, and stuff like that. Well, it's finally starting to pay off somewhat, so we're starting to get some funds coming in on that. I just thought I'd let you guys know. If you ever got a question, you can check with Clint and Tim, and they can tell you the amounts, but okay. It's working well. Ben, you got anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Move down to unfinished business. Get a motion on the plans to address the Webster Street AD.
You forgot Tom.
Pardon?
You forgot Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I checked you off, Tom, early. How's things going, Tom?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the ADA compliance on Webster Street?
Yeah. Motion to approve, excuse me, a change order for the Center Street project to address Webster Street ADA compliancy.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made. Any discussion on it? We pretty well went over it last meeting. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place some items on file. First one is the fiscal year 2022 budget. Next one is a donation for the fireworks display, $7,000. Next one is the 2021 motor fuel tax summer maintenance program, $101,000. Next one is ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 7, the water rates. And the last one we're going to place on file is the ordinance approving termination of TIF 3. Before closing, everybody look down on your schedule. There's the budget hearing at 6:45. Take off our next meeting, April the 19th. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Tired, man.